Minions. Have you ever wondered where they came from? They've been on this planet far longer than we have. They're all different. But they all share the same goal. To find the biggest, baddest villain to serve.
More often than not, in the movie business, the best way to ruin a well-loved title is to make a sequel. And the best way to ensure its total degradation is to make a spin-off. Both happen to be efficient ways to extort the last penny possible from moviegoers, and that's why the allure of popular franchise inevitably wears off. Minions, the spin-off of the Despicable Me franchise, is the best and latest example of that theory. The 2010 original featured a refreshing perspective on villains, and that impressed the market. The following 2013 installment was a fall from grace, and even worse is the 2015 spin-off that landed on the plane of non-story.
This is torture!
Guys, cut it out! This is really unprofessional!
The failure of Minions is not due to the ebbing interest on the part of the audience members, but rather bad decision-making by the filmmakers. I'm sure the movie fans would still love to see more villainous conducts on the big screen. In fact, when the young supervillain Gru appears at the end of Minions with those vicious sparks in his eyes, I could almost feel the same excitement as I felt when watching Despicable Me for the first time. The badass element was the key to his popularity.
Can we get personal for just a second? Why are you going to Orlando?
Topolino l'arrabbiata?
You're going to VillainCon, aren't you?
Sì, VillainCon.
VillainCon!
Wow, so many bad guys in the car. What fun!
But the filmmakers seem to have abandoned their trump card. In Despicable Me 2, we no longer saw the wicked ambitions hitherto burning in the chest of Mr. Gru. Instead, there was a pinky glow of romance that compromised the movie's iconic yellow nuggets of cuteness. And then there is Minions, whose villain, Scarlet Overkill, seemed to have a college degree in under-delivering. I have to say, revealing sad stories about the childhood of nefarious supervillains is not cool at all. It amounts to acts of suicide for this evil-centric franchise.
I truly believe somewhere out there is a villain with the potential to serve greatness. And it could be any of you.
Whoa.
So, how should we do this? Oh, you see this tiny little trinket? Well, just take it from my hand and you've got the job. No big deal, it's almost too simple.
But despite my discontent, it seems the filmmaker's decision to capitalize on the cute element is bearing tangible results, especially in the Chinese market. With more than $20 million income over the first weekend, Minions surpassed Kung Fu Panda 2 as the all-time top-grossing animated film for its opening day in China. And this is after another cuteness flick, Monster Hunt, dethroned Fast and Furious 7 to become China's highest-grossing film of all time.
This is Queen Elizabeth, ruler of England. Oh, I love England. The music, the fashion. I'm seriously thinking about overthrowing it someday. Anyway, this pale drink of water oversees it all. I'm her biggest fan, love her work, and I really, really, really want her crown.
The appetite for big-eyed, chubby figures remains robust, and the moviegoers have every reason to feel entertained by the neatly arranged amusing scenarios. But being sick and tired of these rampant cuteness, I personally will not spend another penny on any more spin-offs related to the yellow critters. I'll save it for David Ayer's Suicide Squad.